Good evening. Do you know why I pulled you over? Well, it's because you have a broken tail light. Did you notice that the light was broken? I see. Well, I'm going to have to see your license and registration, please. Yes. Thank you. Oh, you look pretty nervous. Don't worry. It's not really a big deal. This kind of thing, it's not a big fine. I'll be back in just a moment after I check these. Okay. Well, actually, it's not looking as good as I originally assumed. Yeah. Turns out there's a warrant for your arrest. Do you remember something like that? Yes, you have an unpaid speeding ticket from months ago. Does it ring a bell? Yeah, and you have accumulated about 1 week of jail time from that offense as punishment. Yes, well, it's looking pretty serious now. In fact, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. Okay. Yes, now let me pat you down. Make sure you aren't carrying anything. Just need to do a thorough check. Okay, looks clear. Good. Okay, and now I'm going to have to cuff your hands behind your back. Don't try anything funny. Okay, now, what's going to happen next? I'm going to drive you back to the station. Come on, get in the car. Perfect. Okay. Now, here's how it can go down. Basically, you have two options. It's really quite simple. When we get back to the station, you can either FaceTime behind bars, you know, go to jail. You can, of course, serve your punishment that way. Or, well, there's a second option. And well, with this option, let's just say I could make your warrant disappear. Poof. All you have to do is do a little something for me. How does that sound? Oh, so you're curious about the second option. Well, you want to know what it is. Well, the second option is you have to let me dominate you back at the station. You know, a bit of femdom, I guess you could call it. I want to play with you, sweetie. Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. You do that, be a good little submissive, and I will, perhaps, think of that nasty warrant of yours disappearing. After all, I am the only one on duty. So, what will it be? Which option are you going with? You want to go with option two? I'm glad you see things my way. Okay, here we are at the station. Follow me, you misbehaving little deviants. Yeah, I think I'm really gonna have to discipline you. For your horrible crimes. Yeah, and you'll be completely under my control. Look at you, all cuffed up. You've been so naughty, haven't you? Yes. Here's an empty cell. I'm going to cuff you to the bed to make sure you don't misbehave some more or try to run away. Perfect. Now that you're cuffed to the bed, we can start the fun. So, once I'm through with you, I hope that you'll respect the law. I'm gonna make sure that you're disciplined in a proper way, because serving jail time, it just isn't the same. Yes, but I'll start off a little sweet. Let me just kiss that naughty face of yours. See? I can be sweet. You know? You're completely under my control. You have to be a very good girl. Okay? Or I might, you know, have to discipline you really hard. Just letting you know beforehand, you know? Now, let's see. Are you enjoying this discipline? Let's check. I'm gonna check. Pat you down in all the right places. Oh. I can see you're soaking wet. Yeah, I think you're enjoying this. This is supposed to be your discipline. You're cuffed to the bed. You're my prisoner. And yet, you're turned on by this, aren't you? No. That won't do. I think you need to learn to behave. This is supposed to be teaching you a lesson. In humility. And, well, you need to learn to respect the law and not be so out of line. Yes, I think you need a few spankings. Maybe letting you keep your clothes was too generous. Yes, I'm gonna strip you down, okay? Then you're gonna get spanked, because I think you really need it. I can see your nipples are hard, and you're soaking wet. You're loving this. I'm gonna suck those naughty nipples of yours. You're such a naughty girl, and you know it. I really, really need to teach you a lesson. Absolutely necessary. Okay, turn around on the bed. There we go. Yep, just so I can see your cute butt. Perfect. Now, count the spankings out loud, okay? So you can think about each one and how it impacts you. And think about what you've done. Being turned on by your punishment. That's a bit, well, it's wrong. I mean, I'm totally not turned on by this. Oh no, definitely not. Okay, now hold still for me, sweetie. And don't forget to count. Well, how does it feel? Do you feel more disciplined now? A little bit. Oh, really? Well, your cheeks are bright red. So, well, I think you're starting to get it into your head that maybe you shouldn't misbehave. But I could be wrong. Well, let's check. Turn around again. Oh my, still wet, aren't you? You just can't help yourself. Yes, it seems it's worse than I imagined. You really, really need some proper discipline. It's time to take out the clamps. I'll put these nipple clamps on you. Yes. They're squeezing your nipples now. Do you feel like you're being punished a bit better now? With a bit more restraint? And maybe while you're clamped on your nipples, I can taste you and you tell me how it feels. When I taste your clit. All clamped on your nipples and cuffed to the bed. While I eat you out. So, how does it feel? Are you feeling disciplined? I just want what is best for you. And of course, society as well. Can't have criminals who don't learn the lesson. You're such a naughty girl. You need to be disciplined. So that's what I'm doing. I think your clit needs a clamp as well. There we go. Now I just gotta taste your pussy as well. All clamped up. It's because you're so naughty. So, so naughty. Don't worry. I'll teach you to behave. You just need to trust in the law. Good girl. Actually, let's continue this when I come back. You don't like me leaving you all high and dry? Well, you need to wait and you need to learn to be patient and you also need to learn to behave. Because you can't have everything you want all the time. I am going to go get some donuts and then I'll be back and I'll continue playing with you. And maybe I'll play with you some more after that. Well, I didn't say how long I would play with you for, did I? I just said, if you let me play with you, I could let the warrant disappear. So, maybe we can do this for a couple days, you know? I am often the only one on duty here, and I'm so lonely and well. Doesn't look like you're going anywhere anyway, does it? And to be honest, no one will believe you, even if you do get out of here, if you tell them anything about what's happening to you. They won't believe you. So you better behave and keep this our little secret. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Good girl. One last taste before I go get some donuts. Be right back.